typhoon. Bad news for Philippines, not so bad for Thailand. First, the bad news from AFP. The first typhoon of the Philippines' brutal rainy season shut down the nation's capital on Wednesday, killing at least 11 people across the country and forcing hundreds of thousands to evacuate. Ferocious winds from Typhoon Ramasun tore roofs off houses, overturned cars, and ripped trees out of the ground in the megacity of Manila, as well as remote fishing villages hundreds of kilometers away. Falling trees, poles, and walls killed at least 11 people across the northern parts of the Philippines that Ramasun swept over with wind gusts approaching 200 kilometers an hour, authorities said. Now the situation in Thailand. The Meteorological Department on Wednesday predicted heavy rain and strong winds in the south, the northeast, the east, and the north from July 17th to the 20th due to the influence of Typhoon Ramasun. Songkran Aksoen, Deputy Director General of the department, said that Typhoon Ramasun had left the Philippines and was centered over the middle of the South China Sea. It would move towards Hainan Island in China on July 18th and 19th and strengthen the southwest monsoon over the Andaman Sea, Thailand, and the Gulf of Thailand. This would result in increased thunderstorms on the western side of the south and upper Thailand. On July 17th and 18th, heavy rains are predicted in Lui, Nong Cai, Bungkan, Udon Thani, Nong Bua Lumpur, Sakhonkon, Nakhon Phanom, Mukdahan, Chantaburi, Trat, Ranong, and Phanga provinces. The same warning is forecast for Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai, Payao, Nan, Prae, Utradit, Phetchabun, Chantaburi, Trat, Ranong, and Phanga provinces from July 18th to the 20th. While residents are being warned about damage from flash floods and mudslides, heavy rain could help alleviate a severe water shortage in the country's biggest dams. The orange box in the chart above shows how much water is available for use. As of yesterday, the Bumiphun and Sirigit dams had only 2.15 and 5.19% of their capacities available for discharge. Rice farmers were being urged to delay planting their crops.